This is CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. It's the second day of Kwanzaa, a day dedicated to the principle of self-determination. Denver's Black community celebrated the start of the week-long holiday on Sunday. Denverites Kevin Beatty has more.
The leaders of Denver's annual Kwanzaa celebration were glad to be back on stage together this year. They had to go remote in 2020. Law student Camila Sims Traylor traveled from California to be there.
This is absolutely amplifying the resilience and the power of people, you know? And it allows us to come together and see that we are strong together and we're strong apart. You know, we're strong as individuals and we're strong as a collective.
In Denver, the public library is hosting celebrations over Zoom for each day of Kwanzaa this week. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Weekly COVID-19 cases in Colorado have grown to their highest level in a year. More than 22,000 cases were reported in the week of December 19th, the state announced today. That's an increase of 82% from the week prior. Doctors say the big jump is due to the Omicron variant. More performances of The Lion King at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts are canceled. Today's and tomorrow's shows are off as a COVID-19 outbreak continues to affect performers and crews. Officials say they are hopeful Thursday's performance will go on as scheduled. Ticket holders will get refunds. This is CPR News.